glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for July 18, 2024. We're visiting with John Walsh today. He's a Bible storyteller in the Central Illinois area. Welcome, John, to Mark and Friends.
Well, thank you, Donnie. It's so good to be with you.
Well, we are so excited because we recently added your four-minute Bible-telling program to our 10 o'clock hour on WLUJ. And that has just been one of my goals to make that happen. And it's so exciting that it's right now on the way. And,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's getting done, and it's just a thrill.
Now, does that come out daily, or is that weekly?
That is daily.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Great.
I'm taking your four-minute, and I'm putting that through daily. So, and you've got 4 years worth of recordings that I see.
Yeah.
So we're in great shape, and we are just so appreciative of you making that available. All your resources are available. So let's say a person can't listen in at that time on WLUJ. Well, no worries. They can go back on your website, and all of that is just right there waiting for them to enjoy.
Yes, we actually have it in several different formats. We have it on the website, and they can also have an app. They can go on the app, and it has all of the stories being told, and it also has all of the story insights, which gives you the background of each of the stories.
So what is new in the world of John Walsh?
Well, we're working on a Bible-telling course. We're calling it Bible-telling Old Testament Survey, and it's kind of written for any age, adult going down to about junior high. And we're kind of tailoring it so with the idea of the homeschool and the Christian school, junior high school level, although there's nothing in it that would keep a college student from doing it. And with that, they would actually go through 36 Old Testament stories, which would give them the overview of the entire Bible. We've always been amazed. My wife and I both took Old Testament survey back in college, and we don't remember a thing from it. I mean, you know, we just don't remember anything. And my wife often commented as she was working on this here, it says, man, I've learned so much about the Old Testament. I just can't believe that I've actually taken an Old Testament survey course years ago.
Oh, I mean, they force so much information down you. I mean, you have to cough up the whole Old Testament in like, you know, half a semester. So, yeah.
But, you know, with this, we're actually helping them to learn 36 stories. Not, you know, not just hear them and not just study them, but learn to tell 36 Old Testament stories going from creation through Esther. Now, there's a lot of the Old Testament that they're not learning, but, you know, at least with these 36, these are kind of the main stories that take them through the Old Testament story.
Yeah, so do you skip over, like, you know, the concubine being cut up and the guy getting his head with, you know, a nail driven through it, right? So you kind of highlight on the ones that are a little bit more...
Yes,
applicable.
We leave out all the good stuff. So, I mean, I often think, you know, some of those stories are really great for about fifth grade boys. They just love those type of stories. But generally, the rest of us kind of cringe a little bit when we read those.
But that's how we know the Bible's true. It doesn't skip over it.
That's right. I mean,
really, if you think about it, there is some great gory Bible stories out there.
Yeah, well, you know, like for instance, you know, when we write a biography of Abraham Lincoln or something like that, we don't go into all of his sin and his weaknesses and his problems, but the Bible, when they talk about David, it's all there. It just doesn't leave it out. It tells it like it really is. I have always set up my ministry so that I'm actually helping people tell the story and to do it themselves and to do it in a very natural way. But I have been amazed how many people have told me, yeah, you actually do the storytelling for us at our junior church or at our Sunday school.
Yeah,
I thought, well, okay, I guess that works.
Yeah.
Now it gives me a bigger population than I'm actually talking to.
So I'm going to dig out my Betty Lukens, and I'm going to see if John Walsh can't facilitate our children's church. I'll give it a try.
That's right.
I'll get back with you.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how that works, because I remember the days of sitting there as a little boy watching those flannel graphs go up. And the thing about it, as I think back on it, I remember how smoothly the teacher just kept talking, and her hands would just move up there and take something off and put something else back up. And I thought, at the time, I didn't think a thing of it. But as I look back on it now, I realize that was an art.
Yeah.
To be able to talk and to move those pictures.
Yeah.
It was just amazing.
Yeah, no, that it is a skill, and it's a lost art. So
yes.
It would be really neat to bring that back. That would just be.
Right.
So I thought today you could do a little bit of training. Hey, when is your next Bible telling conference coming up?
We don't have one right now. We stopped that with COVID.
Okay.
And then afterwards, we started it up again, and then people were still nervous about things like that. And so people weren't, and so even though we had very good, very good conferences, our attendance was very low. And so we've just decided to put that on the back burner for right now. And we go as requested. Like, for instance, I just got back from Hong Kong. They were doing a 6-day training for mainland China pastors and wanted me to come over and train them in Bible storytelling. And that was it was a great time. I had an interpreter, but boy, they were just a really good group of guys. It was a lot of fun. It's funny because when they started at the beginning of the week, they were just like looking at me like a storyteller. Now, wait a minute, why are we traveled all this way? Because they came all from all over China. They were just a small group, but they were from everywhere in China, and they'd come on the fast rail type thing to Hong Kong. They actually took them out to a campground, and then so they'd be away from everything. And then they collected their cell phones. They didn't want anyone to accidentally forget where they were and use their cell phone. But then I stood up and they thought, you could tell that storytelling. How does this affect me? I mean, I'm not, I don't work with children. I work with adults. And so they were really reluctant to get started. But just within a short amount of time, they were right there with me. And we just had a great time. As they were learning skills that they hadn't been taught by anyone else, and things that they felt they could actually use in a country where you can't pull out your Bible out on the street corner and start talking to someone, but you can tell them a story. And so it was a lot of fun. But anyway, that's the type of thing we're doing. We're kind of responding to those who want a training. We can just about do whatever the people want. Like if it's a group that wants a larger crowd other than myself, there's several other Bible tellers that will go with me to a particular meeting, and we'll be glad to put on a conference for them.
Well, John, if you wouldn't mind, could you do some training right now and just teach us how to tell a good story? And again, you work with people who are telling Bible stories, but also people who are telling their testimony,
which is a wonderful story,
or any other kind of a story that could back up a message.
When you're dealing with Bible stories, the thing that a person needs to realize is the fact that this should come from their heart. This should come out of their life. Sometimes we get so fearful that we're handling the Word of God poorly, that we're doing it wrong. I think the enemy has put us in a state where we almost fear the Word of God. We fear talking about it without actually reading the words. And so when you're telling a Bible story, you need to realize you just need to tell it and tell it as it comes to mind. When we train people to tell Bible stories, we're not really training them how to stand up in front of a group and perform a story. That's, I mean, yes, there's time. Matter of fact, I'm going to a funeral tomorrow. They've asked me to come and tell a Bible story at a funeral. That's in a sense, that's a bit of a performance. But most Bible stories are told one-on-one. You're in a situation. You have someone who you're sitting with, and the situation comes up, and instantly the Spirit of God brings a Bible story to your mind. And you just need to tell it. And you say, but the person will think, well, I haven't looked at that story for a long time, and what if I don't get all the ands and the thes and the commas right, and what if I leave something out that is important? And what we say, no, just tell it. Just tell the story. And so that's the first thing. Tell it out of your life experience. And that's by far the biggest obstacle to overcome, is to have people just freely tell the Word of God. And they can still read it. I mean, it's still in the Bible. They can go back and read it. Matter of fact, I have found that most of my storytelling, when I tell a Bible story, about 80% of the people that listen to it, and that may be a little bit high number, but will eventually say, I got to look that up. I want to see if it actually says that.
Yes, you know? I know. You did that to me the last time we met. I had never heard that story, and I had to go back in, and it was all there. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's I think the most common one were, like when I'm telling the creation of Adam and Eve, and I said, imagine the world when it was brand new, before the plants had even come up from the soil. At that time, people say, wait a minute. From the flannel graph that I have seen, the plants were already fully grown. They weren't seeds coming up from the soil. And they'll instantly go to the Bible and they'll look it up, and right there it is. It says it very plainly before that basically the plants had not come up from the soil yet. They were, when God created vegetation, he created seeds.
Wow, never caught that
one. And he planted them around the world, That's why he needed to create a garden where there were full-grown trees, because the rest of the world were seeds. And they were growing quickly, but they were still seeds. And Adam needed and the animals needed a garden, a huge garden that actually had full-grown trees. And so, again, when you tell a Bible story, it pushes people to go and read it for themselves. So we don't have to be afraid that we're going to get something wrong. Just tell it. So that's the first thing, is to relax about telling the stories and just tell it as it comes out of your heart. I think I've told you this before. My wife was, back when we had our business, she was in the office and a salesperson came, and we were, someone that we work with. And it kind of came out that there was some problems in his life that instantly came to her mind about the story of Ruth. She said something like, well, you remember in the book of Ruth, and he said, Ruth, who's Ruth? Suddenly she realized this guy had never heard of Ruth. And he was inquisitive. Well, tell me about Ruth. Well, she does not consider herself a Bible teller. But there she is. She's already brought up the name. And so she told the story of Ruth just as she would remember it. And it's exactly what he needed. It was just exactly what he needed. And if she had not felt at that liberty to just to keep going and to tell the stories, and that's where I want people to relax about telling the Bible and just tell what comes to mind. And that's what I do. But as you look at the story, and as far as learning the story, the main thing about learning a story, if you say, all right, now here's a story in the Bible that I do want to be able to tell fairly well. Well, the first thing you need to do every time, no matter what method you use, you need to section the story. You need to break it down into 3 or 4 sections. Now, what you've done when you do that is that you have taken a bigger story and you've made four or three smaller stories. A smaller story is easier to learn. And then you just have to remember how they connect together. Then what I do is I help people to get away from the words of the story. I want them to be able to see the story. And people do that in different ways. Some people, they take that little section, section one, and they will draw stick figures, just little stick figures to kind of help them remember what's in section one. Not the details of the ands and the does and the all that, but just little stick figures. And this is not a dramatic drawing. I mean, this is not a something that you want to frame and put on the wall. This is just, and I usually tell people in 3 minutes, just do the whole story, all three sections in 3 minutes, just others, scribble real fast, just real fast scribbles. And that helps a lot of people to, you get those scribbles in section one, the scribbles in section two and three, and then you look that over and then try telling the story without looking at the words, but just looking at your drawing.
Something else I remember you told me once is know your opening really well and know your closing really well.
That's right. That's right. And that doesn't matter. And that's on any type of story. If you're doing your testimony, especially if you're doing your testimony, you have to know how you're going to slip into that story.
Yeah.
And you have to know how to end it. And the ending is the hardest part. Slipping in the story often is a lot easier, but knowing if you don't know exactly how you're going to end that story, you will tend to keep talking after you should have stopped talking.
Correct. Right. We're talking with John Walsh. He is a Bible teller and has some fantastic free resources that he just openly shares. John, tell us, how could people access some of these materials?
Well, there's several ways. We have our main website is BibleTelling.org. If you actually type in BibleTelling.com, I think it still takes you there. But our website is actually BibleTelling.org. But we also have another resource called BT, as in Bible Telling, BT Stories. And B as in boy, T as in Tom, Bible, btstories.com. And that's a resource that has all the stories of the Bible, and it has all of the insights for each of those stories. We've also put in things like poems that people have written about it, or music that people have crafted and sung. And poetry, different things like that are in there. There's also a map that shows you where it's at on the map. And that's a great resource. That is actually created not to have any advertisement. That's just a tool. That's just a tool that a church can actually put that onto their church website as a link so that people can go there and deal with any of those stories. But then we have the app, which is just simply, BT Stories is the app. You can go on your Android or your Apple or whatever. The app has other features as well. It actually has the stories in different languages.
Wow.
And it also has the information about our what's called Language Olympics, where we use Bible stories to help people to learn to read, adults, to help adults to read. And also Language Olympics is using Bible stories to teach English as a second language. And so on the app, there's tools that they use in that course as they're going through. That's being used around the world.
And so begin your journey, my friend. That's what I'm going to say. If you're interested in any of these materials, you just need to go to BibleTelling.org and just begin to poke around.
But I like to really recommend the story of the day. They can sign up for the story of the day, and they'll get an email 5 days a week. They can go through the whole Bible in a year, one story at a time.
We've come to the end of our time together today, John. Always a blessing to have you on. We will be in touch and just keep aware of all things John Walsh and Bible telling.
Donna, I always appreciate talking to you. You are a blessing to my life as well.
And thank you, dear listener, for tuning in to Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media. Have a great day.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. Pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and